discussion with our friend Tim, if that is his name, on the Fakeologist show last night. I must admit, Tim is a really good interviewer. I really like him.
He facilitates your conversation.
Would you like to comment on that?
He doesn't, yeah, because I've listened to a lot of people, and you roll your eyes when the individual comes in and basically usurps your ability to express yourself. And Tim may seemingly interrupt, but his is for clarification, and he facilitates further or advancing your discussion, and then you guys really work together well on this. It only seems to help you.
Well, again, folks, I've been interviewed by a lot of people, okay? And there's not many people I can give A plus to, and Tim gets an A plus.
I think Tim does.
Because in the Logos Revealed, whatever he's called,
he's
the other fellow, he's another young fellow. Yeah. And he's a good interview too. But like say if I got on Rents.
Oh, forget it.
Forget it. Yeah. Or if I get on Alex Jones, yeah, that'd be the day. What happens with interviewers, here's how it has to work, folks. I'm just going to tell you. If you want to succeed in interviewing people, you have to let the person you're interviewing do 90% of the talking.
You can ask questions.
Okay?
You ask
your questions.
Clarify a point.
Let them talk, but let them talk.
Uh-huh.
And I think that's what makes Tim, Fakeologist, a good interviewer because, you know, basically I get to talk. I probably interrupted him more than he interrupted me. He really didn't interrupt me. But the point is, you listen. A good interviewer, he lets the person get the information out. And if there's something that has to be clarified, then he jumps in.
Yep.
But, you know, I listen to Rents. Oh my God, I can't, honestly, folks, I don't listen to Rents. And the reason why, because it's all about Rents.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you this right now, right off the bat, and if David Duke hears this, too bad, I don't like talking to David Duke.
Unless you're interviewing him.
Don't matter. I mean, let's put it this way. If I interviewed him, obviously, I'm gonna let him do all the talking.
That's right.
But he's gonna do all the talking anyway.
Yeah.
Okay. If you're on his show, he's still gonna do all the talking.
Right.
David Duke is a horrible person to be on with, because he does all the talking.
Didn't he have Lori on and he spoke the first 20 minutes?
I'm just saying, folks, there's some people I won't listen to, because they just go on and on and on, and then the talker, the person they're interviewing, gets 5 minutes. And I remember, I don't know if it was on Rents or whatever, but it was like an hour or whatever it was, I got like 15 minutes of me.
I don't think it was Rents, but I know.
Well, whatever it was, whoever, I can't remember.
I don't know.
Like I said, I've been interviewed by quite a few people, but most people don't know how to interview people. It's horrible. And the thing is about being a good interviewer, you got to know the information.
Mm-hmm.
You got to know them.
You got to do your homework.
Yep. You can't just have them come on in the conversation and then, you know, expect to learn everything from them, because you're going to be asking too many questions. So look, here's another one of the little caterpillars.
Fuzzy.
These guys are walking all around. We don't step on them, I do see them getting run over, though.
Oh, yeah.
So anyway, that's just something for people that... If you ever want to get into our business here, interviewing people and this and that, let them do all the talking. Try to have a good knowledge of what they're going to be talking about as best you can. I'm not saying you're going to have a good knowledge of them, because there's some guys that just are into things that, you know, you'll never know. I mean, it's just the way it is.
Why would you have them on?
But
just
the point is, you let them at least educate you if they have to. But let them educate you. Don't try to figure out them, you know, by you not knowing anything. You know, all right, we're moving up to the zoo.